I just have a quick remark for you. I won't keep you but a few minutes. In the liturgy, there is a verse in response that goes like this. Let me praise you, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. And I say this because it is a special prayer of mine, because what I am saying to you now is being broadcast across the internet. I do not know what the repercussions or the consequences of my remarks this morning will bring to me and to our house, but say them I must. A few days ago, the Pope called the title of the Virgin Mary co-redemptrix of the human race. He called it foolishness. It was a myth. Now, prescinding from the outrageous remarks he has made over the years regarding communion to Catholics married outside the church, regarding homosexual unions and the like, this one, calling the Virgin Mary's title co-redemptrix foolishness, is just going a little too far. I take it quite personally because the Virgin Mary, under this aspect in particular, is a cornerstone of my personal interior and spiritual life. If his remarks are correct, then what are we to say about the Order of the Servants of Mary, the first Servite Fathers, founded by the Blessed Virgin, incidentally, to preach and mourn her sorrows insofar as they contributed and were united to our Lord and Savior's passion and death? What do we say about the great saint of the Passionists, young saint, never reached the priesthood, Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, who was known to have an extraordinary devotion and love of the Virgin Mary under this title, insofar as it contributed, insofar as it was her means of union with our Lord's redemption of the human race? What about the fact that, unlike the apostles who fled, she stood by the cross, and repeating what she did at the presentation, the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, she, the Holy Mother of God, not only witnessed our Divine Savior's offering of himself to our Heavenly Father in reparation for our sins, but she, along with him, offered herself, as well as her only Son, in reparation and for the redemption of all humanity. She did that, regardless of what other people think. She did that. She is indeed the co-redemptrix of the human race. If that is not true, what about the feast of Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows on September 14th? And last Friday, a week before Good Friday, to honor the Virgin Mary's union with Christ crucified, there is the commemoration of the Virgin Mary's sorrows and co-redemptive acts. O God, in whose passion, according to the prophecy of Simeon, a sword of sorrow pierced through the most sweet soul of the glorious Mary, Virgin and Mother, mercifully grant that we who call to mind with veneration her anguish and sufferings, by the glorious merits and prayers of all the saints, she who stood faithfully by the cross, interceding for us, may obtain the blessed fruit of your passion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The doctrine, while I am not about to repeat it for you now, is, however, so simple and so compelling that is beyond my personal belief that anybody who is a true Catholic can question it, since it was a devotion, a doctrine preached since the Middle Ages. It's not a new doctrine. It's simply a conclusion of what everybody knew about the Virgin Mary's function in the order of redemption. She is not, of course, equal to Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, the Redeemer of the human race, by his, we call, condign merits, meaning merits by his suffering and death on the cross out of strict justice. But the Virgin Mary, by her union in mind and heart and sufferings with Christ crucified, so merited in subordination and dependence upon the infinite merits of Christ on the cross, merited all that he won for us in justice by what we call fittingness, by our acts of united love with him. We call it congruent merits. It by her fittingness of union with Christ crucified. If it is true, as this prayer says, that the saints, who by their satisfactory merits in their life contributed to our salvation by the graces they won, united with Christ crucified, and that is true, we call it the economy of redemption. You are saved by Christ's merits, the merits of the Virgin Mary, and all the saints whose sufferings exceeded their need and was given to the church. How much eminently true is it of the Virgin Mary's pains and anguish, which she said to the children of La Salette, "You will never know," said she, "you will never know how much I have suffered for you." That's what she said. And so it is that I am bound to defend the Virgin Mary's title and her integral association with Christ on the cross. After all, she's commemorated the Friday before Good Friday. Now I have one question. Where are, apart from the few meager lay people, where are the priests of St. Pius X, of Institute of Christ the King, of the Fraternity of St. Peter? Where are they? Does the Virgin Mary have no defenders among the priests, among the bishops? None? Is approval of the Holy See, who gives it to such people, if they are accepting their religion as well as ours, is it so important to them that they would compromise their conscience and their obligation and duty to stand up and defend our Blessed Mother, Queen of angels and men, Queen of heaven and earth? Where are they, since they have never said anything, ever, about the outrageous statements of Rome and the Pope over these last years? Never to be found, because they know very well, should they say anything of criticism, that they would be condemned, cast outside, as it were. Well, I say this to you because I want to assure you, if there's any doubt in anybody's mind about the title Virgin Mary, Co-Redemptrix of the Human Race, I want to assure you that that doctrine holds, despite the non-infallible statements of anybody, clergy, hierarchy, and including the Pope, who holds such pernicious and non-traditional doctrine that is offensive to pious ears, offensive to those of true faith. Well, that's what I wanted you to know. That's what I wanted to tell you. I do not know what the consequences might be about what I have said, but as I said, say it I must, regardless of what may happen in the days ahead. But we cannot possibly sustain this kind of statement. You know, it is said, this is the last thing, don't worry, it is said that our Divine Lord tolerates a great deal of abuse by all of us in our coldness, indifference, sinfulness. He tolerates a lot. Remarkable, since the Virgin Mary, who is demeaned in our times, is the sole individual, the sole saint, saint of saints, who holds back the arm of justice ready to strike against us. It is remarkable that those do not realize that even though our Lord tolerates a great deal, patiently so, God help the one who attacks, offends his mother. I am frightened for such people. Our Lord will not tolerate any abuse, any neglect, any insult against his Virgin Mother. Well, that's it. Thank you for your attention, your time, but please take it seriously what I've told you.